Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on Morning Shift this hour, brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. And there is a bit of breaking news going down right now. At we talk about PGA and some golf, and this news coming from Jeff Darlington, who was at Valhalla, where he tweeted out the world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, has been detained by police in handcuffs after a misunderstanding with traffic flow led to his attempt to drive past a police officer into Valhalla Golf Club. The police officer attempted to attach himself to Scheffler's car, and Scheffler then stopped his vehicle at the entrance to Valhalla. The police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs. He is now being detained in the back of a police car. This tweet was just about 30 minutes ago. But that was from Jeff Darlington, and it is currently, yeah.
Yeah, that was this reported earlier that the tournament was going to be delayed because there was a fatality between a bus and a pedestrian somewhere outside of the course getting in, yeah. Which obviously is going to back up traffic. It is rainy there. It is somewhat, you know, the sun is still rising there just like it is here. And it's overcast, so it's kind of dark out. These golf,
I think the point you're making is important to both of those stories.
Yeah, because I think this is probably the most, these golf tournaments, this is Louisville. It's not like this is 75 where they're getting off and they're getting off an exit and they turn into the course of next right. There's back roads and stuff where there's four or two lanes. It's dark out there. So when traffic is backed up early mornings at these types of events, and you know, so he probably thought it was a regular traffic thing. He has a pass at the all access parking pass, most likely. So he goes and parks in a different parking lot. He's probably just going around thinking, hey, it's normal traffic. I got to get in. He's got a tee time, a warm up, and he probably was just going in because he went off in the afternoon yesterday, which means what? Early tee time. And this seems like I don't want to say mistaken identity, but a misunderstanding, I think, would be more. But given what had happened, I can understand the cop being a little edgy.
Yeah, emotions run high, dude. Yeah. He's like basically like, hey, we're dealing with an emergency situation. There could be a number of different things, life flight involved or whatever else. And you're going, dude, I don't care who you are.
But maybe
he ain't passing traffic.
Yeah, but maybe say, why, you know, a lot of times.
Just to be clear, he's been detained, not arrested.
Well, so, they cuffed him. But, yeah, they have not formally arrested him yet, I would say. But this is the number one player in the world.
But you can't expect the police officer to know that he's out there doing his job.
Do you think?
And I don't know. Again, not knowing what happened, I would just wonder. I hate even, making a speculation or whatever right now, given I don't have all these facts right now. But wouldn't you have maybe made a phone call to somebody? hey, come get me. Hey, no, can you guys.
I don't think. I don't think so because he's just driving in. I mean, I don't really know what someone to get out in that situation would do.
I wonder what happened with the police officer having to attach yourself to the car. So I don't know how. Let me ask you this.
I'm just putting this out there because I think Scheffler is. I don't think everyone recognizes Scottie Scheffler. If this was Tiger, once the cop realized who it was, you think the cop would have handcuffed him?
I don't know.
I don't know if the cops like rules are rules and traffic is stopped.
I'm not going to be the cop that arrests Tiger Woods. I'm going to tell you that much.
To Tiff's point, this is a much smaller scale, but I have a hard time. I sit really high in my truck. Sometimes I have a hard time seeing. Like I was driving to the departures at the airport one time, right, or the arrivals, and there's a police officer on the crosswalk, right, or a security guard or whatever, and kind of telling everybody to stop when they're allowing people to cross. But it was right behind my rearview mirror. And so my wife is sitting in the passenger seat, and she's going, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, I'm just driving. I'm going, what are you talking about? All of a sudden, the guard right there like almost jumps on my hood like, I told you to stop. I was like, dude, I didn't even see you. Like, what are you talking about? But come to find out, he had kind of been behind my rearview mirror to the point where I did not see him with his hands up, you know, kind of saying stop. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but dark outside, raining, to your point, like, there can be a misunderstanding of like, dude, I didn't see you. And all of a sudden this police officer's like, there's an emergency situation. I'm going to jump on your hood to stop you from going anywhere.
So, and according to this other news that's out here on ESPN, so the second round is delayed due to the accident near the course, and the PGA will provide an update at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time.
And my only point with the Scheffler Tiger thing is if it was Rory or Tiger, someone that a face that everyone recognizes, I think once you stopped them and got them out of the car, you would understand and you would talk to them and you would get, but I just think with, I mean, what is Scheffler? And also Scheffler's not the guy to be like, you know who I am? I'm the number one golfer in the world. Like, I don't think he would do that. So I think that's where this whole thing comes into where you don't know who that person is.
The rule is the, you know, traffic stopped, it stopped. So I'm just saying if you're an officer that does that, you can't fault him for doing his job if he's telling everybody the traffic is stopped.
I understand that, but I'm saying once you understand who and the why, I think you'd be like, all right, man, like, look, and then you read the right act. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying if you stopped and knew who the person was, I think the reaction is different normally, but especially in an event like this, because we don't know where the accident was in relation to where he was trying to go around. Like, it could have been down the road, and he not even be near it, but it's still. But all of this whole thing is going to cause traffic on both ways to get backed up. So that's the point. We don't know who, the when, the where about all of that situation.
I'm surprised at you.
What's that?
Look, man, I got to go to work. I got to go to work.
Oh, this guy. It's the number one golfer in the world. Like, we don't know what happened, and you don't know the level of what the emergency situation was. So in that situation,
well, we also don't know that this was anywhere near the actual accident. We just know traffic was backed up, and he went around. I'm not for people going around traffic.
I don't know why that's shocking to you. This man parked in the women's champion. you know what I mean? If he's willing to do that, he's willing to drive around traffic.
I have certain degrees of like.
She probably cheated to get it.
He also said, you know how many times he said, do you know who I am? I'm Squidbilly. I don't know what's shocking about this to you.
Can we just go off the rails for a little bit since this is coming up? Because when we did the April Fool's show here, and I know Bo was concerned because I don't know, I was on my Instagram. Something he felt like could have given it away, that I probably should have been more discreet about the time of day that I was posting. Bo, on the other hand, was like, you know, when I went out walking Sprinkles, I put my hood up. You know, I didn't want to get recognized. I thought people would see me and say something. So
do you know who I am? I'm Squidbill.
That's free. I guess I should not
be surprised.
He was
worried about being in the Woodstock and,
getting stopped by
people being worried about him that time of day during April Fool's.
Your mom was right. You are bougie. You are different now.
Well, Tiff, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a big deal. So, I mean, look.
Would you go around traffic here in Atlanta? Excuse me, officer. Are you in Squid Nation, officer? Was that what you would ask him?
I mean, look, if I had to get to a Falcons game to do the broadcast or the morning shift show, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm not going to miss my tee time or my show. If I'm Scotty for the tee time, me for my show.
Drive with the officer on your car? I'm not saying Scheffler did that.
Just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
That's right. but no, I'm just saying that I think there's varying degrees of this, and they're, you know, we don't know the we don't know exactly what happened. And I think that if you recognize the person, you act differently. We all know people act differently when they recognize who they are and they have an understanding of why that person was doing that. They just showed the new, I don't want to change the subject, they just showed the new, the Giants throwback jerseys on the NFL Network.
We'll get to those in fair foul.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Let's get back on.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Track here with the Atlanta Falcons, and now that we have the schedule, their 2024 season. We had Sports Illustrated's Gilberto Manzano, he predicted the record for every team in the NFL after seeing the schedule. So he has the Falcons making a considerable leap from three consecutive 7-10 seasons to 12-5 in 2024. He does predict them getting off to a rocky start. They win against the Steelers, but they lose their next two to Philadelphia and to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that when you look at how this whole schedule kind of plays out, it's obviously exciting. There are ups, there are downs. And I think, you know, we're now over 24 hours removed from it. So you started going past what are the big matchups, what are the primetime games, to kind of looking at the flow of it, right? And you kind of, oh, man, back-to-back away games, back-to-back playoff teams from last year, three straight division games. There's a lot of things, Bo, to kind of look at and kind of grab onto as far as what you expect at that point in the year.
Well, you know, we were talking about this off the air, and the toughest three-game stretch thing, to your point, it could be, I think the toughest and the most important could be two different. Because I think the most important stretch of this schedule is the part where you play three straight division games.
Yeah.
And because I think – because you could be 1-2. Because the toughest stretch to me is to open the season.
That's what I was going to say. Chiefs, and Eagles, yeah.
That's the toughest stretch. The most important stretch and the toughest stretch can be different. And the reason why is you can start off 1-2, right? You start off 1-2, okay, it's not an ideal start. Not an ideal start at all. But you also played three you know, good to great teams, but based off last year anyways. But then – you get in that stretch where you play the Saints, so you know you're equal if not better. Play the Bucks, we think we're equal if not better. Yeah, we're better than the Panthers. I'll say it. I don't care. You should win those, and they're three of the most important games you play all year because they're division games. And what's the easiest way to win the division? Go undefeated in the division, because what happens is you own tiebreakers, and you get six wins right off the cuff right there, and that's two losses per opponent in your division already. So. That could start. Then you could go in the first six games. You could be 4-2, and lead the division.
That'd be nice. I'd love to go 4-2 in those first six. I will say this: I agree with you. I think the first three games are the toughest three game stretch. But I'm going to give you a 1B because of the timing of it and because of the home and away aspect of it. Let's go to week 9. All right. I think first of all, you start the year. You're healthy. You're coming out of camp. You're geared up. You're ready to go. Let's go to week 9 though, and put yourself in that mindset. You're coming off a division game at Tampa in week 8, all right? So you're going to play the Dallas Cowboys at home. That's a good team. Not only are they good, but they do a lot of the things that you don't do well, right? They have yak guys. They have good offensive line. They have mobile quarterback. They have a number of different things that are going to give you a fit, all right? Then you're going to go on the road two straight weeks. The first one is a division game against New Orleans. Now, what is New Orleans? I don't know, but it's always highly emotional, high-stakes division game on the road Sunday, November 10th. And then that following week, you're going to and keep in mind, you have not had a bye week yet, and we are now in week 11. You are going to go on the road at Denver in November 17th. That's the week before Thanksgiving. So I agree with you. I think matchup-wise against the teams, the first three games. But as far as the schedule flows, you're going to week 9, week 10, week 11. You have not had a bye week yet, and you're coming off a road game at Tampa when you start that three-game stretch. You could be beat up at that point, man. That could really turn into a tough stretch of games.
That could, you know what? That's very fair, because maybe you catch Pittsburgh not in rhythm yet, and so that's not as hard of a game as you think. Maybe the Eagles' run defense is still meh without Fletcher Cox, and they're hitting all cylinders because you know, despite what some people want to say, you don't know who you are after 6, 7, 8, sometimes even, you know, 12 games. I mean, look at Buffalo last year, 6-6.
Look at the Chiefs.
Yeah. So that's really fair. And Sean Payton always has this the Falcons number. It doesn't matter who's the head coach is. So, I know I don't think I don't have Drew Brees no more, but he also don't have Taysom Hill.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
Yeah, I hope he chokes. You know, metaphorically speaking, you know, like in the game, not like real. That's awful.
When we come back here, we'll get you up to date on the latest Falcons roster moves. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle. Brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the Morning Shift.
Going in the huddle now, and the Falcons have released outside linebacker Adi Ogundeji. The team announced this yesterday. Ogundeji entered the NFL as a fifth round pick of the Falcons in 2021 and saw all action in all but one game as a rookie, starting 11 of his 16 appearances and total 33 tackles in addition to two quarterback hits. And the stats go on and on. In 2022, he started all 16 games, and he played and made 42 tackles, but he injured his foot during training camp last summer and landed on injury reserve for the entirety of the 2023 season.
Yeah, unfortunate. I know that a couple of years ago, a lot of upside in terms of what he brought to the table. Physicality, speed, ability to kind of, you know, do different things on the edge. But injuries will happen. I promise I can speak to it. And what you had is a year where he kind of rehabs and he gets to a spot and they say, hey, man, you're now fully healthy. We're going to release you. You're not in a place where we feel like you can help us here. But if we release you right now in mid-May, maybe you can latch on, go through OTAs and really get settled in with a new team. So it's beneficial for him at this point to be able to go to a different spot, I think, because what you have now is a situation where if there is an injury for another team, he's going to be, you know, one of the guys they look at as far as the scouting reports go.
Yeah, I thought he was the guy that was going to be a good player here. And I don't say great. I don't think he was going to be like this transformative player that changed your defense overall. But I thought he was going to be a good, solid role player. And to your point, injuries just destroyed it. He played well at times. Guy had, you know, in two seasons that he actually played in, he had 75 tackles. You know, he was making hits behind the line of scrimmage, and it just didn't work out because injuries happen, and you have a new coach, new scheme, and to your point, they want to restart us. And for $3 million for a guy that has not stayed healthy at times, they have that right. Plus, they needed the money. They still got to sign the entirety of the rookie class and got to bring some guys in the secondary as well. So, happens. It's the business part of the league.
Longtime Patriots center David Andrews is set to play at least two more seasons in New England. Phil Yates of ESPN reports that Andrews has agreed with the team on an extension that will cover the 2025 season. He's now due a base value of $12 million over the next two seasons and $8 million guaranteed and a max value of $13 million. He started 117 regular season games and 10 playoff games, including Super Bowl victories. He's got a pair of those with the Patriots.
Dude's an absolute beast, and what a guy who's had a heck of a career coming out of Georgia. And really, you know, not knowing what the future would hold up there, you all of a sudden you're snapping to Tom Brady. You come out as a guy who's not that highly regarded. You're snapping to Tom Brady, and here you are all these years later. It is interesting to me, too, and I looked at it from one aspect, that, you know, Jerod Mayo is now the head coach there.
They
also have hired, like, Dante Hightower's on that staff. There's a number of other guys that were – you talk about 12 years, dude. Like, a lot of people have moved on and now being coaches, and now you're being coached by guys that you played with and played alongside. And it's an interesting thing, Ben. But shout out to him. Great careers, great player. And I've heard from a number of people that he's a really, really good dude, too. So
it's also key, too, because he'll be helping them make that transition from the Bill Belichick era.
Yeah, give him another 5 years. He'll be the offensive line coach. That's the way things seem to work up there.
Defensive tackle. Well, I don't want to combine Michael and tackle, but that's what you get, tackle. Defensive tackle Michael Brockers has announced his retirement. Brockers made the announcement on social media this week. He had been a free agent since being released by the Lions last February. So
at one point in time, he was a really good player. But that's what I feel like we can say. There's so many guys in this league that you don't get the recognition that, you know, that some of the stars get, but there doesn't mean that they're not good players and are great fits in good systems that work and help contribute to teams that win a lot of games. David Andrews is a name in it. You know, we talked about David Andrews this earlier. He's a name in Atlanta because of where he played college. But outside New England, how many people really know a lot about David Andrews?
Not a ton. It reminds me of the career that Ben Jones had for so long.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think Michael Brockers, it was a player on the other side that, to me, was a lot like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it speaks to kind of his grit, right? Because you get in these certain – I don't want to call him a scheme kind of player, because I think that sounds so bad when you talk about an athlete, specifically on defense. But what it means to me when I hear somebody fits well in a scheme, what I hear is this guy fits well because he has learned what to do and listened to his coach, and he's gotten really good at those small things. So
I'm telling you something. If Michael Brockers and David Andrews were going into the stadium and the traffic was backed up anywhere but where their home stadium, they might end up in the back
of a
cop
car. Somebody jump on their hood?
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't happen to Tom Brady or Matthew Stafford, but it's going to happen to Michael Brockers and David Andrews and Scotty Scheffler.
Fair enough.
All right, the Jags signed DBs Terrell Edmonds and Trey Flowers, so they announced those roster moves. And Summers' agent, or his agreement previously, I just butchered that. But you know what? It happens. It's Friday. So, anyway, the team waived linebacker DaQuan Jackson and waived injured receiver Wayne Ruby in corresponding moves. So, I'm just going to
Trey Flowers
stop talking there.
Trey Flowers is a guy we're familiar with a little bit from last year.
A little bit.
I'm so, good.
Yeah.
Hey, nice guy.
Man, I will say this about Trey Flowers in his time. Here, I thought they would utilize him so much differently than they ended up using. Trey Flowers comes in, it's like lockdown, big body corner, gonna really cover up these tight ends. You know, he's a guy who's gonna match up. What was it? Like the amount of times I saw that guy match up on a tight end were few and far between because of the Okuda injury, and all of a sudden he's like starting corner, and you're trying to play him off the ball, and you're trying to do different things with him, but he's not, I don't think, the style that that Raheem Morris is gonna covet and Jimmy Lake are gonna covet with what they're trying to do here defensively. So they move on from him, and he's another guy. Look, in the right scheme, in the right system, in the right role, he's a guy that can flourish. He's just a bigger dude that plays with physicality and has to be matched up in the right spot. So he'll find a way onto that Jacksonville roster, and he'll flourish, and he'll play another couple years. So good for him for finding somebody that values what his skill set is.
Yeah, I think the only reason they didn't use him the way we thought they would was because of the injuries and stuff, what we talked about, the Okuda. And it kind of forced their hand because of the depth issue, and they didn't think – and honestly, didn't think – and I don't think Clark Phillips was ready early. Because the first game Clark Phillips played in, he wasn't the same guy that he was the next game. He learned a lot. So that, I think, forced their hand. And I agree with 100% everything you said about how Raheem will use the secondary, and it's not even near the same. So,
well, when you look at the football schedule this year, since the NFL announced their schedule, what, on Wednesday night, hey, Amazon Prime has some good matchups this season. And Al Michaels, he joined Rich Eisen and pretty much was happy with what they landed with.
I'm really excited, and I'll tell you two reasons why.
Okay.
Our third game is Dallas at the Giants. That is a premier, big-time, I don't care how they're doing, matchup. And the other big reason, I think, is that, and I used to look at the schedule and say, how many of these games could possibly wind up in the late national window on CBS or Fox? And I would come up with two, maybe three. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I can come up with six, seven, maybe eight, which is half of our schedule. So I think the league really did Prime Video a solid when I take a look at this thing week after week. And
yeah, some of those TNF games that kind of jump out to you. I know he mentioned one of those there. You got Buffalo at Miami week two. Then you got Denver at New Orleans week seven. So Sean Payton against his former team. Yeah, Houston at the New York Jets. And then Cincinnati at Baltimore in weeks 9 and 10. Pittsburgh at Cleveland week 12. And Green Bay at Detroit week 14. Of course, you know, obviously things could change there and injuries and whatnot. But so far, this looks like a better TNF lineup than they've had.
I think they've put a lot of effort towards that, Tiff. I think that this is one of those things where, you know, back 6 years ago when it was Color Rush and everything else, it seemed like every single week you're like, dude, this game is awful. And so I think they've put a lot of effort in saying, dude, if Amazon's going to pay all this money, bringing all these people, you better have good matchups.
Well, that's it. You can afford to not – you can afford to let the matchups be kind of cruddy when it's on your own network and there's no one paying for it like that. But to your point, when Amazon says, we're going to pay, you know, all millions upon millions of dollars to have this product, we don't want garbage. We don't want, you know, the worst matchups possible every week. We need some good stuff. And the gimmick of a Color Rush only takes you so far.
Right.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike Duff?
Tiff, if the morning shift were a pit crew, do you think we could make a 20-second pit stop in NASCAR? I'm not sure. We're going to figure it out. Coming up next on Fair Foul, it's Mike Duff on the morning shift, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
This is the morning shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
Fair or Foul Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Tiff hanging out. It's the morning shift. Thanks for hanging out with us. I am headed out of town this weekend, so I am going to have that pit crew contest thing here in just a minute. I think you're going to enjoy that Fair Foul. But nonetheless, you guys know how the game is played. I love Fair Foul Friday, man. So let's go ahead and jump into it. We talked about it earlier, guys. The Falcons are minus 240 to go to the playoffs. I'm not going to talk about whether or not the Falcons are going to the playoffs. Here's what I want to know. Fair Foul, 14 teams out of 32 is too many teams going to the playoffs. In the end of that's too many. Freaking, it's like this in every sport now. It's like this. Too many teams going to the playoffs in the NFL, fair or foul?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I always liked the exclusivity of making the playoffs in the NFL. I thought it was a right that you earned, and I despise the fact that 20 out of 32 NBA teams have a chance to at least play in after the season is over. Half the league making the playoffs is not a great thing because that's how you get bad teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, Tiff, what do you think?
More football, so I'll say it's a foul then.
Yeah,
right. You're saying
I think the NFL is in danger of going too much. If they try to go up to eight when they go to 18 games, which they eventually will, I think they're in danger of just watering down the product of the regular season.
Wait,
that's always the balance you have to have.
I was in disagreement of that, right? I don't know what.
I didn't sound like it, but you said more football.
No, I said more football. So that's, I mean, More teams, more football, right?
Yeah, you were in disagreement. So. No, I just – look, you're going to oversaturate what the regular season is. And it goes back to the thing everybody talks about with Trae Young saying, I don't really care about the regular season. Like, at what point do you get to that? You know what I mean? At what point do you get to that? So that's going to be a conversation that continues. I don't like the 14 teams going on the NFL. Tonight you'll get Max Fried, 3.57 ERA. I'm not going to ask you if he's going to lower it, but how about this? Max Fried tonight against the San Diego Padres with how cold their bats have been, but it is superstar laden. Max Fried get a quality start tonight? Max Fried quality start? That'd be, which would be 6 innings, 3 earned. That's a gauntlet of a lineup he's facing, though. What do you think, Bo?
I think it's completely fair. This lineup is, I mean, is it any – you face tough lineups a lot. It's not the toughest lineup in the league. So, yeah, I think it's fair. Max Fried's one of the best pitchers in baseball, one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball. It's completely fair.
Yeah. What do you think, Tiff?
Sure, I'll say fair. You pretty much took a lot of the words out of my mouth. But, yeah, I mean, he's been consistent, so why not?
I'm actually going to ask Dylan and Day-Day to weigh in on this next fair foul because we were talking, and yesterday I got included in an AMA that was on Andy and Randy, and the question was, if Andy had 10 shots, somebody tweeted this at him, could he beat me in a one-on-one pass rush? There's a lot of caveats to that. I'm not going to really weigh in. I hope he wouldn't, but, you know, we have to be in an actual football setting. So here's the question. Dylan and Day-Day, fair foul. You would buy the pay-per-view if Bo and Tiffany were doing a board drill, like in Oklahoma, against one another. Fair foul, you guys would buy the pay-per-view if Tiff and Bo were lining up in a board drill. Let's just put the price at $49.99.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No hesitation
Must-see
whatsoever.
TV.
Must see. And you know what? I might
50
even
bucks
like
is 50 bucks.
I might even illegally like record it so I can go back and watch it on a bad day.
You're going to put it on your IG live?
Of course. I'm putting it everywhere and I'm keeping it too for life.
What up, Day-Day?
I'm all in as well, man. Yeah. And hopefully they would make it like a best of 3.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Got to have like tournament style, bracket style. I'd watch that. Who's going to roll each other off the ball, you know what I mean? Nose to nose, Bo and Tiff. I don't know, man. I don't
what
know
that,
who
Gladiator.
Yeah, I don't know who would win in that. I don't know who would win. Like, Tiff does more deadlifts, I think. So, I don't know. She'd definitely be able to roll somebody up. I don't know. Bo would probably dig in, though. It's going to be who has better cleats. You know what I mean?
Probably.
all right, we talked about a couple of the big home games for the Atlanta Falcons this year. Fair foul. Tiff, we'll start with you. Steelers fans travel better than Cowboys fans. Fair or foul, Steelers fans travel better than Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Tiff, we'll start with you.
That's fair. They will travel better, but Cowboys fans just exist. Does that make sense? Like the Steelers fan base, you live in Pittsburgh, you're going to travel for a game. Cowboys fans just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah. What do you think, Bo? Fair or foul, Steelers fans travel better than Cowboys fans.
Oh, it's fair because – you know, Cowboys fans might have a Lakers game to go to that night or maybe a Yankees game to go to. So it's absolutely
fair. Camera
indoor
room for Duke.
Yeah. So it's absolutely fair.
Yo, that's too funny, man. Too funny. All right. Let's bounce down here. And high school graduation's coming up next week around Atlanta, definitely up in Cobb County. I'll be headed to one myself. Fair foul, you remember any part of the speeches given at your high school graduation? Fair foul, you remember any part of the speeches given at your high school graduation? Fair foul, Tiff, we'll start
with you. Absolutely not, foul.
You don't remember any of it?
I remember absolutely nothing.
Yeah, do you remember who it was? Valedictorian, class president?
No idea.
No clue who those people were?
Nope. Good luck to you. I hope your life has turned out great.
Yeah, so shout out to those people listening at North Cornet. They were the valedictorian class of 2002 or whatever it was.
Three.
Bo, do you remember, fair foul, I don't remember any part of my high school graduation speeches?
I remember parts of the graduation, but I don't remember anything that was said at it.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the speeches, no.
What do you remember about it?
Being there.
Yeah? Do you remember like where you sat or who you sat with? Because I don't remember any of that.
Well, I sat next to the people that had the last name Morgan.
Yeah. So. But I mean, like, do you remember who that was? Like,
yeah, there's a guy named Wayne Morgan.
There you go.
Who I think we went to most – I think we went the whole time we were in school together. So, yeah, I knew anybody with a Morgan I sat around, but I think Wayne was next to me, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot of Johnsons and Joneses at my high school graduation.
Yeah, you had a lot of Johnsons at your high school?
No telling who I was sitting next to.
Go sit outside.
Yeah. This guy was over here talking about his dad. He's got his peacock yesterday.
Grow up.
All right. So I am headed to a NASCAR pit crew contest tonight. Hopefully, if it doesn't get rained out in North Wilkesboro. So what happens is the cars will run a lap. They'll come skid and stop on pit road, and they'll have a race off pit road, and whoever does that actually wins the pole positions for these heats that'll be on Saturday. So my question is this. Let's just assume I'm the jack man.
No, you'd be the gas man.
Well, there's only five of us, so the gas man's got to be out. We're just changing four tires. All right, okay. I'm the jack man. You guys are on the gun. Dylan and Day-Day are the tire carriers. All right, they're the ones putting them on. You are zoom, zoom, zoom. You guys are putting them back in place. Can we all five get that done in under 20 seconds? A good stop, Tiff, in NASCAR right now is about 8.5 seconds.
No.
8.5 seconds. No, Could we all get it done in under 20?
No, that's foul. We would be like 20. We'd be like 40 to 45.
What? Yes. You think it would? Even Dylan, with a single lug they use 40. Now?
Dylan's going to drop a tire, and it's going to roll out of the pit. We're going to get penalized.
Wow, the fact that you're pointing at me and automatically is crazy. Like, all I'm doing is tearing the tires.
And then you'll give us an explanation of how you dropped it, and it would take like an additional...
No, yeah. That's crazy that y'all putting this on me,
bro. I'm just picturing Bo and Tiff skidding on their knee pads with the gun in their hands.
Mike, can I tell you what's really going to happen?
What's up?
What's really going to happen is Day-Day and I are going to put the tires on perfectly first try, and then we're going to have Tiffany and Bo fumbling and bumbling around with the lug nuts, and then they're not going to put the gun on straight first try.
For the record, first off, I don't think you really know how it works, clearly. The old school way, when they had four or five lug nuts, they were glued on. So all you did was zip, 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 zip. Now it's like
single lug.
Yeah, and it's also on. So it's not like, I mean, you do realize, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you do realize that they don't sit there and start the thread. And
no, I mean, I knew that. I didn't know they were glued on though.
Yeah, that's because if not,
it takes a long time.
Yeah, you got to start it with a hand. Right. I mean, you can't zoom.
All right,
you
know? I think we could do it in under 20. I believe in us.
You believe you know have what more, I mean? I'm just, more belief just in us than the rest of us.
Trying to have
the
belief, man. New York Giants throwback jerseys. We saw them earlier. They popped up on the television. They are aggressive is the word I'm going to use. New York Giants throwback jerseys, fair or foul?
They're foul all the way along. They look like you went to a third grader and said, design some U.S. national jerseys.
Some kits?
Yeah.
Well, they were highlighting the historic aspect of these jerseys. They're throwbacks to the what was it like?
When the world was colorblind?
Or something?
Yeah.
There was no color back then.
You should have seen it in color.
There was no color, okay.
Not on the TV.
Yeah.
Couldn't see how ugly they were.
This goes along the same lines as those the Steelers unis that they had on with the stripes a few years back. Man, those things were just awful.
Those were better than these things. At least you didn't have like red, blue, white, and brown pants. Jeez.
All right, how about this? Rusty Manziel, and I got to talk about Dave about this. He puts out, you know, about being age 50 and about he was kind of having a little introspective look, and I was talking to Day-Day and I was like, when do you turn 50? And his 50th is not far from now. So here's the question, fair or foul, 50 is the age you will look in the mirror and say, oh crap, I'm old. 50 is the age where you look in the mirror and say, oh crap, I'm old.
Why are you don't disrespect Day-Day.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't offending my man. I know I didn't though, because he's smooth like that.
For me it's foul. It's never gonna happen.
You're never gonna think, oh, I'm old? Never?
Only in terms of not looking in the mirror, like only in terms of if I want to go to bed at 8 o'clock, that's when I'd be like, oh, man, I'm old. I'm not going to look at the mirror and be like, oh, I look like trash. Right, there's no way.
You think you'll feel old at 50, Bo? Man, I'm old, man.
Well, apparently,
that's so sad. You make it sound so depressing.
Apparently,
over at 50.
I have more humility than some people in this room.
Can we pull the tape from, like, I don't know, 7 o'clock when Bo was talking about how people recognize him and how he's kind of a big deal?
Do you know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
Look, if you think you're old, then you are old. You can't think like that. And again, I proclaim life is not over at 50. If that's
let me just say
me
this, too, before
humility,
we move on. Day-Day doesn't even look like he's 30, so I think he would definitely say that's
exactly.
Foul.
There's a lot of reasons for that.
Day-Day looks like the youngest person in the room.
He really does. He really does. And he works harder than everybody else, too. I don't know how this man's pulling it off. If our show had a bye week, if the morning shift had a bye week, week 12, which is the Falcons bye week, would be too late. That would be too late in the year. We'd be like, man, we need that thing earlier. Move that thing up to week 7. Foul. If the morning shift had a bye week, week 12 would be too late.
Foul. I love a late bye. Nothing wrong with late buys. You're around the holiday season. You need to get charged up because it gets busy. So I'm all for a late bye week.
Need a midweek bye week.
A mid-season
bye week. That's what I need.
I'm all right. For a late
then
bye week.
Then you're charged. Then you're good to go the rest of the way.
How about this one? Last one here. The 4-game weekend wraparound series where you go Friday to Monday and you have the noon game on Monday is actually awesome. 4-game wraparound where you have the noon Monday game is actually awesome in baseball.
Foul. I want to start the week fresh and not with something I had over the weekend. Oh, I don't need a hangover from the weekend, and I don't want a team that I played during the weekend to hang around for a Monday for a nooner.
What do you think, Tiff?
Go to your home.
Just keep it at 3. 3's enough. 3 games are enough.
I actually – see, to your point, Bo, when I get to Monday, you want to have – like, you want to get rid of the stressors of the week. So being able to turn on at noon, at lunchtime on Monday morning or Monday, whatever you call it, noon, and watch the Braves play is awesome. That's a great start to your week.
I don't mind a nooner on a Monday. I don't want to start it with the weekend leftovers.
Right. You don't want the wraparound. All right, there you go. That's fair foul. Thanks for playing.
All right, wake-up call is next here on the morning shift. Call us at 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on the wake-up call. You can weigh in on your predictions for the Falcons season. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.